Yes, it is a good day indeed, for God's mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today's scripture includes Isaiah 29:16. You turn things upside down as if the potter were thought to be like the clay. Shall what is formed say to him who formed it, "He did not make me"? Can the pot say of the potter, "He knows nothing"? And another verse, Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Have you recently stopped to listen to the conversations of people around you? Conversations you may have heard when in line at the grocery store, sitting in the bleachers at a high school sport game, or while pumping gas at a convenience store, or dining in a restaurant? If you have, it is quite probable that some of the conversations will contain descriptions of our world today as being topsy-turvy, upended, wrong side up, or even upside down. Today's first scripture reading seems to describe the viewpoint of the world of many people at this time, actually. There seems to be an exasperation in people's voices, and there's often a resigned questioning in regards to almost all aspects of life. In a sense, it is as if we are saying or admitting that, like today's scripture reading, we have been pots who thought we knew more than the pottery maker. And there is now a hopelessness that accompanies this admission. In my life, some of my greatest lessons have come from the wise and simple words of our children. Even to this day, I learn from the simplicity and honesty of our now adult children, grandchildren, or young people with whom we have contact. So recently, upon hearing the words upside down in a nearby conversation, I was reminded of a time when our oldest son's words jolted my thought process. He was just 5 years old. We were in Africa and homeschooling him in kindergarten. He had been given the task of writing out the numbers 6 and 9 several times because he had difficulty distinguishing between these numbers and he kept mixing them up. In his defense, when you think about it, the number 6 is made with a circle and a stick, and the number 9 is also made with a circle and a stick. It's just that the circle is on different ends of the stick for each number. Being a very diligent student, our son painstakingly wrote one line of 6s and then one line of 9s. When he was asked to repeat this once more, he sighed deeply. Then he looked up at me and he wisely said, "You know, Mommy, to God my 6s look like 9s, and my 9s look like 6s. I remember smiling and even laughing with him as I agreed with him. But then the simplicity of his words brought a deeper continuation of this thought process. Many times when I face challenges or unexpected difficulties in my life, I immediately seem to think they are of less value or are negative. I even may ask God, "Really?" And I might give the situation a low value of 6. But that's my perspective. God has carefully planned my life and has promised in Jeremiah 29:11, what I may see as a lower 6, God knows is going to be a total 9. On the other hand, what I maybe would rate as good and perhaps great experience, giving it a value of a 9, God would maybe sigh and perhaps wisely look at that and see it as an experience valued only as a 6. You see, we seem to assume that when things suddenly get topsy-turvy or upside down, that it's of lesser value or negative. But then maybe we aren't seeing it from God's perspective. In all honesty, I need reminders such as the quote of Corrie Ten Boom, a survivor of the Holocaust, who said, "God never has problems. He only has plans. These thoughts serve to challenge me when the days seem all upended. I can trust my God that what I see as a six is probably given out of His love for me, and even if it's a difficult experience, it really is a nine. And perhaps what I desire and think is a nine, in God's wisdom, is going to merely be a six. Whenever I adopt this attitude, things that seem upside down become right side up. And honestly, the harder problems suddenly become God's good plans. And that is the way one can face the time and days in which we now live. So, do you dare ask yourself today, am I seeing sixes or nines? Which is your perspective and which is God's? Happy counting. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for creating each and every one of us with the utmost care as the potter. Lord, thank you for having plans for us, the sixes and the nines, each moment being what forms us into the creation you desired. Lord, let us look for your blessings and give you thanks today that in you we have a hope and a future. Thank you, Lord. Amen.